It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, hello, and we are on Swap Shop, and I have a caller already. Let me go to the phone. Hi, you're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Well, I called in probably about 2 months ago with a piano, and I still have that piano. If anyone needs a piano or knows of a group that would like to have it, it would be free.
I have a piano myself, and I've never been able to get rid of it because they're so heavy. But what is it?
I would even be willing to pay for having it moved because... I just hate to see it just disposed of.
Yes, yeah.
Anyhow, that's not the main reason I'm calling today.
Okay, well, my wife plays ours occasionally, so and it's out of tune, but... Okay, so is it an upright, or is it a grand, or is it a spinet?
No, it's a smaller one. It's a spinet.
Okay. Very good. Now, all right, you said you had some other things, too.
Yes.
Okay.
I have moved from a 7-room house to a 2-room apartment.
Ooh, that's a squeeze.
I have a lot of extra household goods, and so next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but April the 30th. We will be having a household sale. There won't be any clothes. There won't be anything for children since I'm a senior citizen.
Okay, me
but
too.
Anyhow, there will be a lot of household goods. There's a lot of Christmas things. There's all kinds of things.
Okay.
And that will be at 1316 Hickory Drive. That's just off of Bell Fountain Avenue.
Okay.
And it will start at 9 a.m. and we'll probably go until dark.
9 to dark, okay. Now... did you want to leave a phone number or not?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine.
But I will try to remember to call you again next Thursday.
Please do, yeah, that'll help.
Okay, but that's when it is April 30th, 1316 Hickory Drive. That's just right off of Bell Fountain Avenue.
Let me read this back to you. First of all, you have that piano we're still trying to get rid of, and it's a spinet piano. But also...
and they could... you know, if they're interested in that, they can ask about it at the sale then.
Sure. And you're going to have a household goods sale. That's kind of a good name for it. No clothes. That makes it a household goods sale. Okay. On April 30th at 1316 Hickory Drive, and you're going to go from 9 till dark roughly, right? All right. Well, we will mention that 2 or 3 times today, and then call us again next week, but I'll try to remember to mention it next week as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's she has a spinet, and I remember her calling in. She has a spinet piano. I don't think I knew it was a spinet back then. That's a little bit smaller piano. The uprights, like the one I have in my dining room, I think it took 4 of us to get it into the house, and 3 of them were young, sturdy males, and then they had me as well. But she's going to have also a household goods sale, and apparently if she hadn't gotten rid of the piano by then, you can take a look at the piano then. But April 30th at 1316 Hickory Drive from 9 till dark. Hello, you're on Swap Shop. Hello, you're on Swap Shop. How can we help you?
Yes, I have for sale a brand new queen size bedspread. It's blue, and I have the pillow shams to go with it, and I would like $20 for the set. And they can call 740.
Wait a minute. I don't write that fast. Okay, but tell me, what is a sham? Is that what covers the pillows?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Shams. And, okay, and... Go ahead. I go back over. It's a queen size, a bedspread with the shams. And what else did you say about it?
Yes. And they're blue.
Blue.
And my phone number is
740-262-7348. 7348. Let me read this back to you. You have a queen size bedspread you'd like to sell. You're asking $20, was that correctly? Was that correct?
Yes.
You're asking $20 for a queen size bedspread, and that's a dirt cheap price. You can't complain about that. You also have the shams to go with it, and it's blue, and your phone number is 740-262-7348. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, we'll keep announcing it today. Thank you.
All right,
good
thank
luck.
You.
Bye-bye. All right. We've got a couple things going right now. We have the household goods sale on April 30th at 1316 Hickory Drive from 9 till dark. She doesn't have any clothes in that. She also has that spinet piano. And then this lady called in. She has a queen-size bedspread and shams. They're blue for $20, 740-262-7348. We have another phone call. Let's go to the phone here. Hello, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Glenn. It's me again.
Okay.
I called in last week.
About
we
umbrella.
Never get your reception.
Yes, and you
so
know what?
Nobody heard my...
After I told you that we were on the air and I was really happy,
yeah.
I did my show for the next 45 minutes, and a young man came in who's one of our technical guys and said, you know, you're off the air.
Yeah,
I was going to apologize to you.
That's okay. We realized it too.
You have the umbrella, the cantilevered umbrella, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You are good.
Oh, no. I just felt so bad that I couldn't stop thinking about making sure I mentioned that again.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, it's not really all that sunny out right these days.
No.
But when it does take the temperature down to have an umbrella on your deck.
And it's 10 feet around, right?
The color is aqua, just a plain, solid color of aqua.
Aqua?
With a black stand, and we would be willing to set it up and demonstrate it for anybody that wants to see, because it's all assembled.
Well, and it is cantilevered, which it makes it a little different looking than one that just goes straight up through the table.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so much more versatile.
Oh, yeah.
It moves, you know, you can move it around to different areas.
Sure.
Swing it around or whatever with the sun.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
And I almost cried when it wouldn't fit, but 10 feet.
It's brand
and
new,
my
right?
My push is not that big.
It's brand new, correct?
Yes, brand new. It's never been used.
Okay. And what did you want for it? Was it $100?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I remembered. See, I that stuck in my head all week
well,
I had to apologize.
That's okay. Don't ever look back. Always look forward.
Okay. What's the phone number they can call if they have questions?
740-223-6206. And my husband's telling me now, because it's so big and it's laying in our way in the house here, that we would be willing to go down on the price.
Okay.
Which I don't know why, but because there's nothing wrong with it. It never changed.
And you paid $400 for it or $500 for it or something like
that?
Or?
No, didn't. We
oh,
didn't,
okay.
but saw some at Lowe's that were over $400.
Okay, well, I'll mention $100 or negotiable.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Very good. Let me read this back to you.
Okay.
It's a cantilevered umbrella, 10 foot around. It's aqua in color with a black stand. It's brand new. And you'd like to get $100 out of it, but you can talk.
Yep.
The phone number is 740-223-6206.
Yes.
All right. Well, good luck. At least people heard it.
Well, we just had a rehearsal.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
We were very good at our rehearsal.
Okay.
I wish people could have heard us how good we were.
Oh, yes, we were really good. We're always
all right.
good.
You have a great day.
All right,
thank you.
You. Too.
Good
thank
luck.
You so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that was embarrassing. I truly thought about that every morning of this past week, thinking, oh, I got to remember to ask that lady to call back in, because I knew that we were off the air all for the whole hour that I thought I was talking. I had a great show. I wish you'd heard it. It was probably my best show ever. Okay. Well, do you know what today is? Oh, hey, and by the way, if you have any tchotchkes that you want to sell, and we'll mention these again two or three times in the half hour. If you have any that you want to sell, the number is 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. We'll try and sell your stuff for you. If you have a garage sale you're going to do, or as this one lady has, she's going to have a household goods sale, give us a call and tell us where you are, and we'll try to get that on the air as well. Or, nonprofit organizations sometimes have things that they like to mention, and like the Drug Take Back Day, we told them we'd mention that on this day, April 24th, and I forget what today is. Today isn't today the 22nd? Yes, it is. So it will be on Friday, Saturday. It'll be on Saturday, the 24th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Drug Take Back Day at Ohio Health Marion Medical Campus. That's right down there on Delaware, 1050 Delaware. Go to the blue entrance, and they'll take things like expired medicines, over-the-counter medicines, vaping supplies, prescription drugs, and any sort of pills, syringes even. So be careful if you're going to take those, though. They will get rid of those for you, so that some little critter won't be wandering around and find something they shouldn't find, right? All right, we have another phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Let me turn my phone down.
Okay. I'll turn mine up.
Yes. I have something I want to give away, or oh. I will trade.
Okay.
I have at least 15 puzzles. They are the larger puzzles. They have 1,000 pieces. And I will either give them away, or if somebody has puzzles and they want to trade me puzzles, that would be fine. But
okay.
I do want the bigger ones.
You want the bigger ones, the 1,000-piece ones.
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
the challenge your mind?
750, but
yeah.
as for the 300s, no.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in those.
Okay. All right. And I bet you got a lot of use out of your puzzles
oh,
during
gosh,
this last year.
Gosh, I'm like the other lady. I have moved into an apartment.
Yeah.
If I didn't have puzzles on books, I would go bonkers.
But our next door neighbor lady, Fern, who's a lovely lady, lives next door to us. About once a month, she comes over with two more boxes of puzzles that she's put together. And so now my wife is putting them together. So
is
yeah.
she interested in trading, or does she do the bigger? Does she do
no,
the bigger ones?
They're all like 300.
Oh
and,
well,
I
can put one of them together in a couple 3 hours.
Yeah.
So.
Well, my wife is kind of. Challenged puzzle wise.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. If somebody gives them to me, I do put them together
sure.
and pass them on to somebody else.
Yep.
And whatever. But I have these stacked, and
okay.
then if there's somebody you know that, like I said, they can trade, or
sure.
I will just give them to them if they're interested in them.
Okay. And your phone number?
740
yes.
382
1864. 1864. You know, one thing that's going to make me a lot faster writer is if I don't put 740 on the front of all these.
right.
Okay, well, I will pass that along. Let me read this back to you, what I have. You will give or trade with anybody puzzles.
Yes.
And you prefer the 750 to 1,000 piece puzzles.
Yes.
And your phone number is 740-382-1864.
That's right.
Well, we'll mention it again a couple more times. times in the half hour, and hopefully you can get rid of them
or trade for you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Swap Shop, and we're having quite a morning today. I had all sorts of stuff to tell you about Earth Day, but and we can still touch on it if we don't have any more callers, but I'm glad to see that things are starting to perk up. We're starting to get to a point where several of us, and I'm not saying all the people that called in today are over 65, but if you're over 65, most of us have already gotten both of our shots and already have our 2 weeks beyond the last shot, so we're a lot safer. But please, please, still wear your mask. I mean, it doesn't hurt anybody to wear a mask. I know if you're a big, tough, strong guy, you're embarrassed, but be a tough, strong guy and don't be embarrassed. Wear the mask. All right. So if you're going to go over to either any of these people's houses to pick up any of this stuff, make sure that you do it safely. And let me read through these. We have a lady that has a spinet piano. And she's had it for a while. It's kind of tough to get rid of a piano because you have to have some big, strong, tough guys come help you move it. Now, but it's a spinet piano, so it's fairly, for a piano, it's relatively light. But she's also going to have a household goods day sale on April 30th. Excuse me. She doesn't have clothes. It's household goods. She's moved from a big house down to a two-bedroom or two, whatever it is, a smaller place. She would like to get rid of or have this household goods sale on April 30th from 9 till dark. And she lives at 1316 Hickory Drive. So just stop on out that way. I'm sure she will be wearing her mask, and you will too, right? All right. I have a lady that had a queen-size bedspread and shams. It's blue in color. All she wants is $20 for it. And my wife and I have priced those, and they're not cheap. 740-262-7348. We also have a lady that's called me twice. The first time, we did a great show, and you didn't hear it because I didn't know we were off the air. She has a cantilevered umbrella. You know, that's the type that it doesn't have the pole in the middle. It has it over to one side. All right, a cantilevered umbrella, outside umbrella, it's 10 feet around. It's aqua in color, has a black stand. It's brand new. It just didn't fit their space. And she'd like $100 for it. Her husband says she'll take a little bit less. 740-223-6206. And then this last call, lady looking to give away or trade 750 to 1,000 piece puzzles, you know, the jigsaw puzzles. But she doesn't want the little ones. She's smarter than I am. She needs the bigger ones. She prefers 1,000 piece puzzles. And if you have some that you'd like to trade or sell, give her a call, 740-382-1864. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. My name's Glenn Coble, and if you'd like to call in and sell some of your tchotchkes, the number is 740-383-9944. I had one of those senior moments. I had to look up at the wall to see what our phone number is. 740-383-9944. Now, if you forget that number, it's real easy. It's 383-WWGH, okay? You got to put the 740 in front. All right. So today, April 22nd, is Earth Day. And I think there's all sorts of things going on today. I'm looking to see if I can find. I had a notification of something that the president had done. I was just looking to see. Earth Day Climate Summit. He's at the Climate Summit. He pledges to sharply cut U.S. emissions. That's what he's talking about. So he's at that global climate today. And if you have interest about Earth Day stuff, go to earthday.org and you can find out all sorts of stuff that's going on. And they actually have a show that just started at 12 p.m. today. So if you were interested in seeing the show, the entire Earth Day show, I think it goes on till 4. You can tune in to earthday.org, and I'm sure you can find that. They're going to have workshops and panel discussions and special performances. And they're going to be talking about covering the natural processes, emerging green technologies, innovative thinking that can be restored. Now, one of the things I remember in the 70s, I think it was Jimmy Carter, was really big on doing not only solar but also wind energy. But that went by the wayside. I think Ronald Reagan was the gentleman that decided that that wasn't going to be working very well. Excuse me, I had to turn the mic off so that I could clear my throat. Something about this old house that we now have our studios in, I think there's more dust in here than there was in our old studio. We're in a new location. We're down on South Prospect now, and we love having our own place, but we need to work a little harder on the cleaning. All right. Some of the things that are going to be talked about today, all day of Earth Day, climate and environmental literacy. These are all things that are going to be at that earthday.org site. They're going to talk about restoration of the climate technologies. Like I said, it's called restoration of those technologies because we started to have them as early as the 70s. I remember seeing a place right up by Lake Michigan that had a wind generator and also solar panels on the top of the building, and they were selling them. I don't know if they sold very many, but they were back in about, I'm guessing, 72, somewhere around that time. One of the things they're going to be talking about during Earth Day is reforestation and the efforts to put trees back. We have torn down so many trees, especially in the lungs of the world, the Amazon basin, that where they've just destroyed acres and acres and acres and acres. Thousands of acres of trees down there. So that one of the things you can do, it says here, one of the things that you can do to help Earth Day would be to plant trees. We could sure use a few more trees, and because the trees provide us with oxygen, and we provide them with carbon dioxide, and you can plant trees. They provide oxygen, but they also help cool down. They help cool down the atmosphere and around you. And if you're under them, you can stay cool from the shade. And they also provide us with vegetables, not trees so much, but plants. And trees do provide us with fruits. And that saves us a lot of energy. I think it told me here somewhere that the average apple travels 1,000 miles to get to market. That's a lot of gas and a lot of energy and a lot of carbon going up into the atmosphere. Another thing you can do to support Earth Day is use an alternative transportation method, like riding bikes. It's good for your health. It's good for yourself, your skeleton, your musculature, and it's also good for the atmosphere because you're not burning fossil fuel. We're getting more and more electric cars, but still, to generate all the building of the electric cars. They're using a lot of energy, which uses fossil fuel in most parts. Make sure, one of the things you can do is make sure that your voice is heard. You know, you can contact your senators and your congressmen and tell them that you want to support clean air and all the things that are going on around clean air. You can contact activist organizations like the Sunrise Movement, Zero Hour, Extinction, Extinction Rebellion Youth. That's for young people. And Fridays for the Future. These are all young people's sites that you can go to and maybe volunteer to help out. Send emails around and talk to your local representatives. Go to your local politicians as well. You don't have to always go to your congressman and your senator. You can go to your local guys and say, what can we do to make Marion a more healthy place to live? Can we put solar panels on top of our governmental buildings? And, you know, just open up the conversation about what can we do. Another thing that a lot of people suggest for Earth Day is buying reusable bags. Most stores, most of the big box stores anymore have reusable bags that you can buy from them and use them rather than going and taking all those plastic bags. I know you can recycle those plastic bags, but just by using them, you're using a lot of fossil fuel to create those plastic bags. Go buy, you know, you can go buy bags from the big box stores that, you know, it's advertising for them, so they sell them really cheap to you, and you can use them when you go buy your groceries. You can put them in those bags. My wife and I use Save-A-Lot, the store called Save-A-Lot, and they don't have bags. You can buy bags from them, and we do, but when we buy bags, we buy the paper bags, and we use the paper bags as our liners for our garbage cans rather than the plastic bags. We're trying to do what we can, right? So use those reusable bags. Here we've got a call. Let's go back to the phone line. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Glenn. This is James Anderson. How are you?
I'm good. James, how are you doing?
Good, good. I'm in here in your program about Earth Day.
Well, you're going to be on next Thursday, right?
I am.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, and you were talking about planting trees.
Yes.
The big thing we really need to focus on is planting natives.
Yes,
because natives
good point.
Are the best way to go and to help the local pollinators out. Because unfortunately, when we buy from places like Walmart and Lowe's and all that, they're buying things or selling things that are not from the region. And a lot of
right.
the pollinators have a hard time recognizing those exotic domesticated species. So
sure.
natives are the absolute and natives in Harmony, which is outside of Marengo.
Yes.
She is selling native plants and native trees, and she's actually giving away any tree that anybody that comes out to the first 350 customers.
Natives in Harmony. Now, that was the lady, I think you and I talked about it on my show, and I talked about it with Fred Malone as well.
Yes.
And
yep.
I really do want to get out there. And that's by Harmony? Well, not by Harmony. It's by what town?
It's a town in
Marengo.
Called Marengo.
Oh.
It's just outside of Marengo.
Okay. And I'm sure we can Google it and find her address.
Yeah.
And
open on Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays from 12 to 6 to the public. But if you can't make it out, then you can make a special appointment.
When is she giving she's giving away some trees?
She started last week, and she's only given away about close to 40-some. So she's still got a lot of trees to give away.
Very good. I wish I had space for a tree in my yard. I have my entire yard circled with trees.
She doesn't have just massive trees. Like redbud, bush, viburnums.
Cool.
Those are small little trees,
yeah.
Bushes you can plant on your property.
Boy, my red bud is looking beautiful, especially with my two cardinals that have decided that our house is their house.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to talking to you next week. I hope your day is good. You have things going on out at the Tallgrass Trail, don't you? Or you've already done them. Yeah.
We've done them. We have actually next Thursday after I'm done with you, I have a spring wildflower hike at the Myerswood Nature Preserve, which
Fantastic.
Is out by Morrill.
Yeah.
But they've been going pretty well. We had our Earth Day packet pickup event on Saturday.
Right.
We gave about 12 packets. So
good.
I got quite a few more packets to hand out. I've got a few other family fun events in different parts of Marion, Morrow County. I'll be handing out the packets too.
Now, if they come out to the Tallgrass Trail today, could they still pick up a packet?
Not a packet, but we're doing our coloring contest.
Okay. That's cool.
We have it for three different age groups. They can pick up a hard copy.
Now, any of the age groups include
different age groups.
Any of the age groups include 74-year-old children.
Well, we have 13 and above, so okay. Adults can participate in that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I love having Earth Day. I truly do. I'm an old hippie from years gone by, and I wish you the best of Earth Days.
Oh, yeah, you too.
And thank you for your call-in, and we will try and mention this to people, and we'll talk to you next Thursday during our show.
All right, see you next Thursday, Glenn.
Thanks, James. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, James is a great guy to have on. I absolutely love having him on because every time I learn something new about a stinky bug or a beautiful flower or a loud bird, you know, all sorts of things, or birds or little critters that leave stinks on dogs and how to get rid of that smell from the skunks. Anyway, we have a great time. So make sure you tune in to us next Thursday from 10:15 to about 12. And you can listen to James Anderson, the Marion naturalist. And we have him on every month in the last Thursday of the month. Hey, let me go back. I've got about 10 minutes. I'll read off the things that we've already taken for Swap Shop. You are listening to Swap Shop at 740-383-9944. Well, wait a minute. We got a call. I'll go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Hi. Hey, this has nothing to do with yourself.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. Say that again.
I said, I need some help.
You,
I need, if you, ever out there listening, I'm all covered up and everything. I need to find a place that's downstairs. Or I got to do it in and I want to learn an income. There's anybody out there who's listening that can find me or give me an idea of where I can find a place. I'll have to have it by the first of the month.
Okay. And this is a place that's a downstairs apartment?
Yeah, a room or whatever I can get.
Okay.
If I don't get it by the first, I'm going to have to go out on the street.
Oh, no. Not Bob. No, we'll find something. Okay, so what's your number, Bob? And we'll see if we can't have somebody give you a call.
740.
Uh-huh.
341.
341?
341.
Okay.
6926.
6926.
Yeah.
Let me read that back to you, Bob, because I'm not sure I got one of those numbers.
I'm living here at my kid's house.
Okay.
I have to be out here by the bird.
Okay.
I get paid on the bird. When I am back, it will take everything I need.
Okay.
But I need to get into downstairs there for a week.
Okay.
But if I have to, I can call up and down the steps.
Okay. Now, your phone number is 740-341-6926. Is that correct?
740-321-6926.
Say it again for me. I'm sorry.
740.
Yeah.
341.
Yeah.
6921.
21. Okay. Had that number wrong. Okay. I will mention that one more time before.
I'll take a shot. Whatever.
Okay.
But I gotta be out here by the first, or I will be out on the street.
Okay. Well, we'll try and help you out here. Let me get off the phone here, and I'll be reannouncing all these. Okay. Thanks, Bob. All right. That's our buddy Bob. Bob is. We have him on just about once a week, and he's looking for a downstairs apartment or a room. He gets paid on the first of the month, but he has to be out by then. So he needs to find somebody that can give him a room on a lower level because he struggles a little bit walking. His number is 740-341-6921. 740-341-6921. He needs a downstairs apartment or a downstairs room by the first of the month. And I can attest to him. He's a pretty straight guy. He's come into our studio several times. Never heard a bad thing about him. So I probably shouldn't say things like that because for sure somebody is, oh, you don't know he did this. Bob's a good guy. Anyway, so he's looking for a downstairs apartment. 740-341-6921. Also, we have a lady who has a spinet piano. She's looking to sell, get rid of, or she just needs to get it out of the house, right? But she's also having a household goods sale on April 30th. There are no clothes in it, so it's household goods. Her address, and she'll have that sale from 9 till dark. And if you go to 1316 Hickory Drive on April 30th from 9 till dark, she'll have lots of stuff out there. And you could take a look at the piano if you want to. All right. I also have a lady that has a queen-size bedspread and shams, and they're blue, and all she wants is $20 for it. I mean, that's a really good price for that. 740-262-7348. 740-262-7348. Another lady called in. She has a cantilever umbrella. You know, one of those that hangs from the side. Excuse me, I'm struggling with my throat here. The cantilever umbrella is 10 feet around. It's aqua, and it also has a black stand. It's brand new. It's brand new. And she's willing to take $100, but if you call and talk to her husband, he's willing to negotiate a little. But she'd like to get $100 out of it. 740-223-6206. And I'll guarantee you that's a good price for that, too. If you go to any of the big box stores, they're going to be way above that. All right. We have a lady who loves to do puzzles, but she prefers the 1,000, maybe the 750-piece ones, but prefers the 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzles. She's willing to give them away or trade them. She'd love to get some more that she hasn't done. And if you have anything and like to trade with her, give her a call, 740-382-1864. 740-382-1864. All right, and then back to Bob, who just called in. He's got to be out of his family's place by the first of the month. I think that's where he said he was. But he's got to be out of there by the first of the month. And so he's looking for a downstairs apartment. He struggles a little bit with walking, so he needs a downstairs place. Or downstairs, just a room would be fine. And if you have something you can help him out with, 740-341-6921. All right, we've got another phone call. We'll go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help? Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah.
You get a 740.
Yep.
All right. 341.
341.
6926.
Okay, 6926.
Yeah, you get one every six.
Yeah, I had 6926 initially, and I thought you said it was one, so I changed it. Okay, I'll make it that one.
I got it back to you with this. 7 4 3 9 2 6.
All right, we got you. Let me get off the phone with you, and I'll mention it one last time, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye. Yep. All right, Bob, our buddy. And we're down to the last minute, so let me mention Bob's phone number. He's looking for a room or a small apartment on a lower level by the first of the month. He's got to get out. 740-341-6926. 6926. That's a six, not a one, like I said before. 740-341-6926. We have the household goods sale on April 30th at 1316 Hickory Drive from 9 till dark. A queenside bedspread and sham for $20. 740-262-7348. A cantilever umbrella, 10 foot around. It's aqua in color, black stand. It's brand new, roughly $100. 740-223-6206. And we also have a lady that would like to trade or give away some jigsaw puzzles, 1,000 pieces. Maybe she'll go down to 750, but she prefers the 1,000-piece ones. 740-382-1864. Bye-bye.
Marion, Ohio. I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone call.